Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Carter Chickering wants Jakob Poeltl. And I vetoed that. I said, give me Valanciunas, Steiny.
Oh, my God.
Hey. I'll tell you what if I said you can have Valanciunas if you can tell me what team he's on? he's been on like six. I don't even know.
I got you.
I want to say the Pelicans, but that was two teams ago.
I got you.
Toronto.
He can shoot, too.
You happy with where the Warriors are at right now? That's what I'm going to
say. I am.
I'm coming out.
I am.
I'm coming out with Fitz, and I'm just going to lay it on
now,
him.
You're
like
scared of Fitz. No, Fitz will bark. He'll bite back.
Oh, yeah.
But I am happy where they're at. Can you guarantee me help?
No. Not with these fossils. See, you're
what?
All right, you still
never been done before with guys this core, this old.
No, they'll be 38, 36, and 36.
And you smile when you say it.
Because I've been watching the playoffs. Yeah. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo.
Our man.
Coach in Vallejo. Coach, do you like where the Warriors are at right now?
No, I don't, Steiny, and I agree with you 100%. Okay? The Warriors are just too old. That injury Curry got, that's an old man injury. And you can believe that hamstring is going to bother him next year if he tries to run 2 miles a day every game. Can't do it. Right now, only one that thinks that Kuminga can't play with Jimmy Butler, Draymond, and Curry is Kerr.
Man.
They all said that they can play with Kuminga. They all said that they're both that he's a good enough ball player. I would start Kuminga either at the two or the three. Mm. Now, sounds funny, but you need a player like Kuminga, and he showed in the playoffs that he can score a bucket on anyone at any time. It's Kerr's problem with this old system about being a connector and moving the ball around and all that crap. That's not today's NBA. These guys are young, athletic, up in the air, and the only reason why they won in the past is because he had five Hall of Famers on the court who would play in any system, okay? So Kuminga is the best young athletic ball player out there, and I would actually keep this roster, feature Kuminga, and keep the focal point off of Steph Curry, because if you ask him to run 2 miles a game this year, you can forget it.
Hey,
and
Coach.
Jimmy Butler, he's not going to – yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no, Coach, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but maybe one day we'll find out why what you're saying, if he's still on the line, Steiny, is not happening, and really what's going on, because it does –
With what?
With Kuminga and how he – like, I mean, last week we were saying, the season started, play him at two, play him at three, just get him in there. And, again, just watching the playoffs against that vicious or that good, young, athletic, long Minnesota team, what he was able to do is like, how can you – and the word I'm looking for, partner, is incorporate. Is just, well, maybe one day find out.
Well, I mean –
what's really at the crux of him not being able, them not being able to find a way.
And I would say, you really think you don't know. Like, Kerr last week got into detail with like three or four writers to the point where we even said he's kind of throwing this guy under the bus, and why does he feel the need to do that? Like, I do feel like we have the reason why Kerr hasn't played him, because he doesn't think he fits. That's one of the reasons. And he doesn't do some of the things that he
wants to do. But isn't that a coach's job on any level, is to coach up talent to make it fit?
Well,
am I wrong with that one, Steiny? Like, at some point, that's your – we know the kid can play.
We know the kid can score. And like, that's what I mean. I mean, Kerr has made it clear that he doesn't play more because – he doesn't get loose balls. He doesn't rebound enough. And defensively, he wants a guy who did he compare? Oh, Sean Marion.
And Gordon.
Aaron Gordon. Let's go to Philmo Mike. Hey, Philmo, how you doing? You know what? Somebody said the word's not happy. So I'll say, how you feeling about the Warriors right now? Do you like where they're at, Philmo?
Talk to us.
My bad. I finished my morning little thing. Man, I got to give a shout out to y'all, man. Y'all getting y'all money. And the shout out to Dan Daly
Acco Pest Control, Abundant Life. Y'all give me all the money. I'm just going, Shasky. Yeah. Shasky got UA, Local 38.
Scotty got a new one coming, too.
I know what they'll be doing. It was a nice little payday. Anyway, though, Payday Friday. Shout out Payday Friday. But, nah, man, I'm not satisfied. The word I would use is I'm not satisfied because, okay, in my opinion, their mentality kind of changed.
Mm.
Their mentality changed. They kind of got the – when they won that championship, they kind of got the big hit. Like remember I think it was – is it Priest? He was like, you really can't – he was talking, you really can't understand the Warriors' offense because they just so – it's so tic-tac-toe. You all remember that?
Yeah.
He said that back in the day. He said you really can't predict their offense. Now, I don't know what happened, but I don't know when the offense became the Stephens.
Mm.
This ain't – what happened to the motion offense? What happened to the – it's very random, and when Steph go off, he go off, and when he get it, he get it, and if it happened, it happened. It's way too Steph Curry-centric. When did this – when for Steph Curry start? When for the Warriors? What are you talking about?
Mm.
When for the fans? When for Steph – what are we where's this mentality? And then, okay, being tied to that motto, that changed your immediate future. Seriously. Okay, you draft Kuminga. Play the kid.
Yeah.
If you wasn't going to play him, if Kerr was like, nah, I don't want to do this, you had an opportunity. You had the second and with the 14th pick. You could have packaged the pick of those picks for a solid, proven player in the NBA.
Mm.
So, like, you're doing one thing, but you're doing the other. You're doing one thing, so get it together. No, I'm not happy with how they're looking right now. Their mentality changed. Stay humble. We ever talk about getting Giannis? No! Get a good draft pick. Play the players that you got. Make it work. Where are the Warriors? Yeah. Stop getting the big head.
Well, Mike, we don't have a first-round pick this year, and I'm going to say this with you on the line to Steiny. You guys keep talking about Kuminga, not you too, but Steiny goes, all he can do is score. Mike, isn't that a problem? The Warriors need more dudes outside of Jimmy and Steph that could put it in the hole.
That's exactly the problem. And that's why when you plan, you have the mentality like you won a championship, like you get the big head.
Mm.
Instead of playing the young players, you choose to play Anthony Lambs.
Mm.
Where's Anthony Lamb? In Iraq somewhere playing basketball?
Mm.
Stop playing, bro. Like, pick a mentality and go with it and flourish. But getting the big head, thinking you can get all the big players and all the big picks and all that you want the rumblings. No, to develop your players. Just keep it simple. That's why I'm kind of glad they got Dunleavy because he's an old school. He's going to scout. He's gotten good players in the 50th pick, solid players.
Yeah.
But you got to pick a mentality. If you get Kuminga, I know y'all got to go to fifth. If you get Kuminga, you got to play him. You can't sit him on a bench.
I'm with you, Mike. And for him to do what he did in the playoffs. You could say whatever, Steiny, it don't matter. And he's in New Zealand, Anthony Lamb. But that showed me, you really going to punt this, kick it away like Charlie Brown and Peanuts? You really going to punt on this guy after you've invested 4 years? Okay, I know it's slower than molasses, but the bottom line is that kid showed you he could ball. Make it work.
I mean, the one thing that I did kind of, that I agree with Filmo Mike on, and I've been saying it, is the minute you say, as an organization, we're doing anything and everything for Steph Curry to get his fifth ring, that limits the moves you can make. Because then you may as well – it's like an old story I heard.
Oh.
Let's say you're a young guy and you walk into a bar and you smoke a cigarette at the bar. I know you can't do that anymore.
Well, it's late 80s.
Half the women in the place are going to look at you and be like, yeah, no interest, right?
Yeah, more than half.
Right. So when the Warriors say anything and everything for Steph, then they're just saying, well, we can't do that move because it doesn't dovetail with Steph's timetable. If there was a move out there that you really liked that might pay off a year or two or three down the line, you can't do it.
Now,
and I never liked that.
But I will say this. We're talking about a player that made second second team all NBA. So he's still got gas in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go get Jimmy Butler. So what if 23-8 over 82 games comes out to where you're fourth or fifth? We got action. It's just, can you stay healthy?
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands. Guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Bob Fitzgerald, television voice of the Golden State Warriors. Thanks for joining us in the offseason, Bob. Appreciate it, man.
Fitz! What's up, guys? How are you doing?
Hanging in.
We're doing well. Here's a question that I threw out to Warrior fans. How are you feeling right now about where this team is? Do you like where they are at?
Well, I mean, you're one of the top eight teams in the NBA, and you've had a 13-year run where you've had the most regular season wins, the most playoff wins, and the most championships. What's not to like?
The age of the team right now would be one thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, but how long do you expect these runs to last, Matt? 13 years is a long, long time to be good, and they've been the best team in the NBA over an extended period of time. Like, guys don't play for – Michael Jordan's not playing anymore. I mean, you know, guys end up finishing careers, but you still have some stuff in the tank for Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, and you can get excited, I think, about Brandon Pajemski and see where Quentin Post and Moody and Kuminga and these guys go. So if you're a fan of the Warriors, I can think of about 25 other teams you could be a fan of. You'd be a hell of a lot more disappointed.
Hey, Fitz, I told our producer, Pasta, I needed you in my life, man, after this season ended, and I thought I had your number. I didn't. I'm going to leave my number with the producer, and when you hang up, he's going to give you mine. But with that,
okay,
Fitz.
Cool. Yeah, no, I'll give you my cell anytime you need
it. There
me.
We go. But Fitz, tell me, because I'm fighting for my life with my man, Steiny, the realist. But I'm having a problem. I'm not taking anything away from Minnesota and what they're trying to achieve. But Steph's first strained muscle in 16 years, if that doesn't happen, Fitz, I like their chances against Minnesota so much to where I think we're playing OKC. As a Warrior fan, am I off for that assessment?
Well, with Steph Curry, the Warriors went 4-1 against the T-Wolves.
Oh, man.
Without Steph Curry, they went 0-4. So you connect the dots for me on that one.
Well, even Guru can do that. I'm messing around.
They beat Minnesota multiple times in the regular season, and then Steph played a quarter, and they still beat him in a playoff game. So in terms of matchups, I think Minnesota's a really, really good team. But, you know, the Curry injury, and, you know, that happens. I mean, the Tatum injury, the Kyrie Irving injury, like, this happens in sports, and unfortunately in basketball when it happens, you know, that's one of five guys, and when it's your main guy, like I think Steve Kerr said it nicely in the post-game or postseason thing, Steph Curry is the sun. You know, everybody orbits around him, and the offense is built around him. All the gravity that he requires ends up making other players much better. I mean, missing Steph, you're done. You know, just like Boston, missing Tatum, you're done. You know, and right now, OKC looks great, but if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander snaps his leg in the next game, they're done.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the reality, unfortunately, in our league.
Fitz, I know the draft, to me, it's Cooper Flagg and the rest of the gang, but we just had a caller, and I told them I would take Kuminga over the number two pick because Flagg won't be there. That's just me. But how do you look at this enigma that is Kuminga and him fitting with the Warriors? Because, as Steiny mentioned, their ages of the core, okay. But Kuminga showed the world something to me against Minnesota. How do we bring that together to where he can have a bigger role and basically fit, stay in a Warrior uniform?
Well, I think that the thing with all young players is you want them to be what they're going to be sooner than sometimes people progress. You know, Pajemski in year two showed things like, okay, you know, this Brandon's going to be a factor for a number of years. Moody made a nice leap once Jimmy Butler got on the team because he found a role in what he needed to do. I think for JK, the best basketball he played was right before he injured his ankle.
Mm.
And then that was the scoring, that was the rebounding. But it was 28, 30 minutes off the bench as like a fourth guy. You know, and I think that probably is the best role for him, to be honest. And so when you see the scoring against Minnesota, that's great. But you see a 30 minutes with no rebounds, that's almost incomprehensible.
Wow.
I mean, this guy could be such a factor on the glass, on the offensive glass, on the defensive glass. The rake and take where he's got speed, you know, Kalena Azubuike calls it F1 speed. Like, he can be a one-man fast break. And on the offensive glass, who could box this guy out? I mean, he could go hammer jam a bunch of misses. And so I just think for Jonathan, right before his injury, look at the points and the scoring and the rebounding. And I'm like, this is it, man. This, he's found it. And then he hurt his ankle and he missed 31 games. And it's like, that's no one's fault. It just is something that happened in his career. But, you know, for JK, it's the shot profile too, is that his field goal percentage went down in year four. His three-point percentage went down to 30%. Like, that's not necessarily who he is. And so I think there's a role for him for sure, but it's a matter of him accepting that role and flourishing and doing things that I think his gifts would lend themselves to. And so that's why when you hear people say Aaron Gordon or Sean Marion, and like, what a great role that would be, you know, with a Butler and with Steph and with Draymond. I mean, the talent is there. And so, you know, you deal with the contractual thing, and I think that that will get worked out. And, you know, I think Mike Dunleavy's done an amazing job with the roster. So, you know, I think there's a lot to be excited about. And it's just a matter of, you know, JK is a young guy that shows flashes that get you super excited, and just different young guys kind of progress at different timelines throughout their career.
Bob Fitzgerald joining us on 95.7, the game, play-by-play man, NBC Sports Bay Area for the Golden State Warriors. Bob, how do the Warriors navigate an 82-game regular season with, you know, Jimmy Butler and Draymond and Steph, win enough games to be a factor and be healthy for the playoffs and really raring to go?
Yeah, I mean, Matt, you just asked the perfect question, is that you have right now amazing guys with X amount of tread on the tire that you can't run into the ground. And I think you heard Steph and Draymond and people talk about, because right before the Butler trade, they were in the 10th, 11th spot and were, you know, dying, that they played the last 30-something games as if it was a playoff push for a real extended period of time and rode those guys really hard. You know, then you get into a 7-game series with Houston. Then you flew right from Minnesota or Houston to Minnesota, played right away. Like, you just at this age, 35, 37, 38, that kind of stuff, you can't ride those guys. So I think Steve will have to mix and match a little bit. If Steph is out, that's a game you'd want Jimmy to play. If Draymond's out, maybe Steph and Jimmy play. You know, and maybe you're rotating kind of the three Hall of Famers as far as when they go and different matchups and travel. And, you know, they have all the metrics on the kind of foot speed and miles traveled and life and energy and bounce that different guys have. I remember Sean Livingston, we used to have like a little thing before all his games where he's like, Fitz, I feel bouncy tonight. And then there are games like, my legs feel like lead. And, you know, and he had the significant knee injury, obviously, that later in his career. But, like, you know, Sean just at his age was like, hey, you know, I got the hops tonight. I feel bouncy. And then there were games where he was dragging. And you could see it. He knew before the game kind of where the life was in his body. So I think Steph and Draymond and Jimmy know themselves so well that, you know, Rick Salvini does an amazing job kind of the physical management of all the guys. I just think there will be games where, hey, you know, 4 games in, you know, 6 days or some long road trip or this or that, you know, you just have to be cautious and be careful with those guys. And that it sucks for fans where the Warriors go one time, you know, and it also, hey, I saved up all my money and, you know, took my kid for his birthday and that's a game Steph's sitting out or Jimmy's sitting out. But, you know, to win, to be effective, the question you asked was perfect, to win enough games but then be ready to rock and roll in the postseason. It's going to be a real Rubik's Cube next year.
Fitz, not too long ago, I celebrated a birthday, and I said to myself when I woke up that morning, you know what, Goo? You know who you are. And Fitz, I got so many imperfections. I love hard, and I'm a dreamer. With all that said, forget Milwaukee and what they would want. Joe Lacob, a year and a half ago, called the Lakers for LeBron midseason. When you hear Giannis and Warrior fans say, just maybe what if you could get that 30-year-old for Curry to pass the baton to? Do you get mad at a guy like me or Warrior fans that just dream? Because Fitz, if somehow you could pull that off, good Lord.
Well, I think the thing, and I'm anxious to see how Milwaukee handles stuff, is that when Kevin Garnett had given Minnesota all he had, they did him a super solid and sent him to Boston. And now you had McHale and Ainge were teammates and everything, and so that was a little extraneous factor. But Giannis has won a title in Milwaukee, and he's given that franchise all he has.
Yes.
So when they have the meeting with him, and he says, no, I'll stay and rebuild around me, or no, I'm 30, I would like to go into a more championship-ready scenario, would they honor where he wants to go? You know, could he give them three or four teams and say, I want to be here, I want to be there? I think management might do that. You know, I think the relationship is really good there. So it's kind of up to Giannis. You know, and so if he said, I want to go be a member of this team or whatever, would Milwaukee work with that team? I think that's what remains to be seen. I don't think Milwaukee's going to say, hey, Giannis, you know, you didn't do anything for us. We're sending you wherever we want for picks and players and whatever. But the first thing's going to have to be him. Does he want to be, you know, John Stockton and stay with, you know, Milwaukee his whole career and start, be there for the rebuild? But the Bucks, especially with Lillard's injury, they're going to have a tough year. I mean, you know, Giannis is amazing, so they'll win enough games because he's so brilliant. But they have an older team, and they don't have a lot of, they don't control any of their draft picks for a number of years. So that's gonna be the first domino of the off season. You have a lot of the NBA insiders saying this summer could be crazy in terms of trades and free agency, and like based on the trading deadline last year, I mean, my goodness, there is definitely some movement and teams looking to move pieces around the chessboard for sure.
All right, Fitz, I appreciate you taking away some time from the golf course. I know that's your time of year right now.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, that's it. Yesterday and then Friday and then last week in Palm Springs and all that, so got to do that. Guru, are you said recent birthday. Are you a Taurus?
Yeah, last day, May 19th. Yes, sir.
That is why you and I get along.
There it is, Fitz, Taurus the Fool.
Because Taurus people, they are the Al Cowlings of everybody in their life. They will be there under any circumstance.
Oh my. I do it for Stoddy every day, Fitz. I try to.
Death.
Yes, sir.
That's our guy.
You're the man, Fitz.
Thanks, Fitz. Appreciate it as always, man.
I love you guys. Be good. Call me anytime.
Yes, sir. Bob Fitzgerald, NBC Sports Bay Area.
Loyal, Stoddy.
Voice of the Warriors.
But that thing about, no, we're up against it. Giannis is what I said. If they... Hey, you did right by us, man. Where do you want to go? And somehow it was here.
But that's the part. Somehow it would be here.
I think that's the easy part, if him and Steph really got something.
Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. Appreciate everybody hanging in there. Alex, Mike, Khalil, Kathy, I'll get to all of you on the other side. Talk about some of the things Fitz said. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Guru, are you? You said recent birthday. Are you a Taurus?
Yeah, last day, May 19th. Yes, sir.
That is why you and I get along.
There it is, Fitz, Taurus the Fool.
Because Taurus people, they are the Al Cowlings of everybody in their life. They will be there under any circumstance. Oh,
now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, see?
You guys also share Pollyannish view of the Golden State Warriors.
That's
something you have in common.
No, that Jimmy Butler trade, people think I'm mad at him. I'm not. That was everything. We got action. It's just, can we remain healthy? And let's be honest.
Let me ask you.
Young guys get hurt too, Steiny.
But
Wimby, things, fluke stuff happens.
Yeah, it's all fluke with the Warriors. What if I were here to tell you, Guru, I can guarantee you, they're not going to be able to make it through the postseason next year.
I would take that bet because we got one with the Knicks. It's hemorrhaging.
Oh,
but
that's right.
Something happened real quick last night since we're talking about the Warriors and the Phoenix. I know what you're going to say.
Oh, here we go.
But there was a guy named Tyrese Halliburton.
What about
last
him?
Night? Triple-double, 32, 12, and 15. This was shocked me. No turnovers, zero. Warriors could have had him.
Yeah, so could 10 other
teams. Who cares?
Why did he fall to 13 or 12? Anybody know that?
Do you think if they knew he would have been this, they would have drafted him?
Of course.
And been like, aha,
well, let me ask you
the other one. We're not in those cities. We're in this one.
Okay, do you blame 31 teams for not drafting Draymond Green? I mean, every team could have had him.
Now, blame is strong. Well, I give the Warriors the Jedi of knowing and going to the lab and doing their due diligence, just like Kyle Shanahan did with Debo. I don't think Debo would have been Debo in other places. Well, that one didn't work. I'm talking about Debo. Dude, Tyrese could have been in the Warrior uniform. What about him?
He was a second-round pick. Everybody could have had him.
For each city and their guru there to say it to a mic, boy, we missed. I think that's fair now. Tyrese is a baller. I'm just saying, Steiny. I don't live my life on, oh, the neighbors didn't do this. Did you buy the kids Girl Scout cookies? I don't care who did and who didn't. Did you? We missed on Halliburton.
No, you didn't. You didn't miss on him.
Oh, man.
He was never in the picture.
We missed on LaMelo Ball. You put him in this system with structure?
Who? There'd be a defensive juggernaut with him. Could you imagine LaMelo Ball and Steph just getting after it in the backcourt? Just shutting down other teams' guards?
I like talent. I don't know about you.
No, I know you do.
And that's why you got to fix committee. Hey, Fitz said something, too. It kind of was Kerr-like. He said, Jonathan has to accept. And that's where I think the disconnect is, Donnie.
Well,
or is he capable?
That was obvious.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was thinking something else. It wasn't a bad answer, but it's all on the young fella, man.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a Warrior fan and you heard the way Fitz was talking about Kuminga, you'd probably be like, oh, no.
Yes. You're right, man.
But let's go to, let's start it to Alex in Hayward.
The Stack.
What's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
So thanks for taking my call, first off. And if I may, I want to start off with an analogy because we all probably could relate to this.
I love analogies.
Remember back in the day we had a girlfriend and she was looking pretty good, but we just thought we could do better and, you know, maybe we would move on from her and we decided to do that. And then 30 days later, we saw her with somebody else and maybe she cut her hair, she fixed her stuff up a little bit, maybe lost a little weight. And you're saying, that was mine. I had that, right? Well, the boyfriend, that's Steve Kerr. And the girls, that's the young team we have right now. So I like where we're at as far as the team. It's just we really think we got to rethink about the way we coach and manage this team. Because I agree with Fillmore and Mike. We got some players. Your job as a coach is to develop those players. And sometimes we think about how we did things back in the day and we got to change the way we think. We have to move with times. We have to adapt. And Steve Kerr is a good coach. I'm not saying he's not, but he has to adapt. He has to learn that sometimes his way of thinking and the system he may be used to doing or dealing with is not working anymore. So you have to adapt. We got the pieces, guys. I think we have the players in place. We just have to coach them in a way. So they were doing well for a period of time until we got to the playoffs. That inexperience showed up. So we just need to find a way to manage these guys, Kuminga included, because I think that's the key to our success, and get these guys on the right track. I think we have all the pieces we need.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate the call, Alex. Good. This
analogy.
This is from the 510. I mean, and I kind of agree. I don't disagree with it. You draft Halliburton. How's he getting on the court?
You find a way, Stein.
Well, that's what we said about Kuminga. And they couldn't find
a way. His background and Kuminga's background are totally different.
Again,
if that
I'll
matters.
Add, so you had Clay and Steph.
Yeah.
What we know about Kerr, he probably wouldn't have played him very much.
I just think my guy would have been averaging 13 assists a game if he's running point, passing to those two.
But how would he have gotten on the court as a rookie?
Same way. Well, I don't want to say this. Pods figured it out.
Well, that's true.
Just real quick, back to Halliburton, Steiny. Are you shocked at how his development is coming along? I'm not calling him a superstar or anything like that.
I would.
Oh.
I think he's a superstar.
Boy.
I mean, they're one game from making the NBA Finals.
Out. Yeah, you're right.
And he's the best player by far on that. Well, he's the best player on that team.
He called Sue Bird to figure out and pick her brain about when to score and when to distribute. I think he's figured it
most
out.
Most great players do that. They're not like you, and they just say, hey, let's see if we can squeeze off 29.
Well, I'm not a great player. Never been.
Well, maybe Jimmy Butler should have called Sue Bird. Find out when to score, when to pass.
I was going to ask about Jimmy. I'm okay now. He was hurt.
Let's go to Khalil.
Our man.
In Oakland. What's up, Khalil? How you doing, man?
Hi, good. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good, good, good. You know, I hear like, oh, you know, Kuminga doesn't fit in with Jimmy and this and that. It's the coaching. You know what? The third last game of the regular season, it was the third quarter, and you could go back, watch that. You know who was in that lineup? Kuminga, Butler, and Gui Santos, and I believe Buddy Hield.
Mm.
Butler was dishing it. Kuminga was dunking. Gui Santos was doing layups. They took the lead. They were down in the during halftime. During the third quarter, Steve Kerr played them. They came back. They brought them back. I think they went as far as 10 points ahead. But, you know, to me, it's like it's the coaching. You know, like Steve Kerr reminds me, he's stuck kind of like, you know, when Don Nelson became stubborn. You know, he didn't change his ways. I heard Steve Kerr, he didn't play. He played like Josh Hart at forward, a power forward or center in the Olympics or something, or one of the international games. So I don't know. But I think the Warriors will regret if they trade Kuminga. Unless you're getting a Giannis, then, hey, I'm all for that, you know?
Yeah, appreciate the call, Khalil.
Yeah, Steiny.
Yes, Steiny, what?
The onus is on Kuminga, it sounds like. And, again, I keep piggybacking off of Fitz, who joined us at 11 on right now. The job description is to do these other things. And right now, I don't know if Kuminga's willing to accept. So we'll see what happens.
All right, so here's how we started the show today, if you're just joining us. We're just 3 years ago, the Warriors won a title, 2022.
Damn.
Surprise title. I think we can all agree on that. Then when they won the title, they doubled down and ran it back. And it started rotation toward moving away from their young players. They drafted Wiseman in 20. They drafted Kuminga and Moody in 21. They win a title in 22. And in 2022, after they win the title, they say, we're going to win another one now. And that is what put Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody, to my way of thinking, on the back burner. And
so it had nothing to do with those guys maybe not showing the most when they got opportunities?
I don't know if it's – I don't think they were going to get opportunities because – of the situation the Warriors made clear that they were operating under. Mm. The Golden State Warriors said everything and anything for Steph, try to get his fifth. We're gonna do everything we can to win a title. Well, guess what? That's gonna hurt Kuminga, Moody, and Wiseman. And I don't know if Wiseman could have ever played in this league.
Well, he's still in the league, but I hear you.
So and all I'm saying is now it's 3 years later and the Warriors still are talking about winning a title. And if they're still talking about winning a title, then that doesn't bode well for Kuminga and his future. And I'm kind of with you, Goo. There was some things that Bob Fitzgerald said I think is a window into the organization.
No, no
and one was
about,
when he
man.
Talked about Kuminga's shot profile.
Yeah.
And the reality of the situation is Kuminga's field goal percentage dropped, his three-point percentage dropped, and his free throw percentage dropped. And when Fitz talks about, man, could you imagine what kind of rebounder he would be? He's telling you what the coaches want him to be, at least at this point.
But I wonder why that part of his game has not clicked. I keep going to that Laker game the Thursday night. Sort of at the end of the season in L.A. on TNT, and the Warriors won with Luka and LeBron. He was just soaring through the air, Stani.
He does that once every few games. He just does. And most of the time, he apparently doesn't rebound enough for Steve Kerr. And other times he doesn't defend enough. But the question I asked at the beginning at 888-957-9570 is 3 years removed from the last title. And how are you feeling right now about where the Golden State Warriors are? They were eliminated in the Western Conference semifinals. They had a great second half of the season with Jimmy Butler. They have Draymond, Butler, and Curry under contract for two more years. Is that a good thing, or is it a dangerous thing? And do you like where the Warriors are at right now? Or where they're at right now, are you okay with? And to my way of thinking, I'm not crazy about where they are because of their age. And the fact that their three most important players are their three oldest players. And I just don't know any way to get around that. 888-957-9570.
Now, Stoney, hey, and I get it. But in my world, living that 25 and 26 or 26 or 27 before the Butler trade, what did I tell you? And I got to stand on it. I really have to stand on it. I am excited about the future of this team and the possible moves around the edges. So I gotta default back to that because I said it to you. You remember. So I don't know how they're going to do it. They have to. And it's like a loaf of Wonder Bread, Stoddy. They got to stay fresh. The core guys, they got to stay fresh to where, you know, 23-8 expanded over 82 is you know, keeps you out the box. And you go in the playoffs, and hopefully you can make some noise. That's what it is, because it's not the opponents. It's not OKC. Stoney, it's mother or father time now because of this injury to Steph for me.
Yeah, I just
and those people are undefeated.
Exactly.
Well, except LeBron and
haven't
Curry.
Hasn't father time kicked your ass the last 3 years?
Well, it didn't in 2022.
No, that last 3 years, Father Time's kicked your ass. You ran out of gas against the Lakers. Yeah. You didn't make the postseason last year, and this year Steph got hurt, Butler wore down, and Draymond wasn't the player he was in the regular.
I'm gonna say this to that, Stoney, and I'm not trying to be a comedian. I couldn't do it. Father Time didn't kick the Warriors' ass when they lost to the Lakers. Draymond Green kicked Poole's ass with that hit, and that just threw the season. It's just amazing that they were able to even qualify for the playoffs. So I'll leave that there. But, man, Stoney, when you win a title that basically came out of nowhere, I'm okay a season or two.
What's three?
Well, Curry got hurt.
When?
This year. 23? 24 last year, they lost to the Kings. And
well,
I know this sounds crazy real quick. I feel good about what we got now.
You can if you want.
But that hammy blew. The transmission went out.
Right, and he's going to be older next year. I think it's a little unfair to put it all on the Draymond punch. They had a game 7 against the Sacramento Kings, and the situation was what it was, and Steph Curry got on the bus and said, if you don't want to come, you know, if you don't want to play, don't even get on the bus. He proceeds to score 50 in a game 7, and then they have to play the Lakers 2 days later, and I thought they ran out of gas.
But can I do the same analogy with the Rockets when they're up 3-1? Had they handled business and closed it out? Maybe Curry's not playing 46 and 41 minutes back-to-back?
Yeah, of course.
But you can't.
You can, and that's what it sounds like. You're okay doing, and that's where I just I can't, like,
I hear
it's
you,
run
man.
It back. Yeah. That's what we're looking at, I think. Run it back. Because if you're telling me you're going with Curry and Butler and Draymond, well, then all you can really do is tweak.
Okay.
Right?
But do you really need to do more than that? Because Draymond was a top three DPOY finalist. If just that, those are facts. Curry was second team all NBA. Outside of the birth certificate and Jimmy, what do you really want? Like, what do we really need? We don't need a heart transplant. We need a manicure. You know what I mean? The stuff, like, the stuff that we that your championship teams need, the Warriors have, I believe.
Yeah,
it's around the edges.
415, Curry, and this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
This is where we just, I don't know. Curry, Jimmy, and Dre are too old to withstand a full NBA season and then be successful in the playoffs.
I hope that's wrong, yeah.
I believe that. I mean, I just believe that. And
it's what they're facing right now.
Well, and here's the other thing. And this is the part that nobody wants to put into the equation. Okay, so in 2022, 3 long years ago, you won a title. Okay, yeah. You won a title behind Klay, Steph, and Draymond.
And Jordan Poole.
Can we tell it like it is? This is 3 years ago. Why do you think they were able to be strong in the postseason? Because I'll tell you why I think they were. Klay played 32 games that year.
Came back in January.
He missed the first 50 games. He comes back in January. He doesn't play a full season. Steph Curry misses the final 11 games of the year. He misses the last month before the playoffs, so he goes into the postseason with a 4 to 5 week rest. Draymond Green that year missed a ton of games. I want to say at least 30 because he got hurt and missed a chunk of the second half of the season. So why wouldn't Warrior fans factor in and say something like, damn, I mean, 3 years ago we won a title, but look at how much rest these guys got during the season, and look at how it kind of fell into place with Klay coming back for 30 games, and like, there's no doubt, right, that helped the Warriors win it all, that their veterans were fresh, and now here it is 3 years later, and we're trying to figure out a way that they can play the whole season, or at least 65 games or so, finish with a high enough seed to be a factor, and then get into the postseason and make a run.
No, I feel like what you're putting down.
To me, it feels impossible.
But the one third of the big three had a rest, and that was Jimmy. And outside of him falling down and remaining upright, he still was able to play. Again, Stoney, you can't control what Father Time's going to do. You can assume, but if I'm the Warriors and they run this bad boy back, and let's just say they make minimal moves, I'm gonna be excited about next year. I think 23-8. Expanding on an 82-game season, we would have action and damn sure wouldn't be a play-in team. But I can't predict the future or injuries. But then if you tell me, okay, they give injuries, not that, you know, one of them get hurt, then I'm like, oh, boy. But ask who you are and what risk that you run when you got it set up the way it's set up right now.
5-1-0, but Steiny, why couldn't they rest again? The key is to have a good start to the season. Well, first of all, remember, they started 18-2 that year. Incredible. Then they were, I want to say they were 31-9 at one point that year. And that's the point, 5-1-0. Why couldn't you rest them again? You can't rest them because you're only going to win 45 games. And then you're going to go into the postseason as a play-in team. Honest to goodness, if I'm Mike Dunleavy, I cannot, under any circumstances, like, I see how you're looking at it. What if they stay healthy? Man. If I'm Mike Dunleavy, I assume they can't stay healthy. Like, I have to factor that in.
So that's
that
why they I'm not letting Jonathan Kuminga go anywhere.
Well, that's fair.
That's my Geico right there, and for the future seasons.
That's fair.
But how has that worked in regard to getting him up and running? But we kind of see it when Wiggins went on a sabbatical a couple years ago. Kuminga took off.
I mean,
you know what I mean? He showed something. He held it down.
Like, the one thing I want to make clear with Kuminga, and the way, like, if I don't, I would not move Kuminga for an old guy. And I'll just
you
put
just
it at
would
that.
Not do that.
No. No. For, like, who? Brook Lopez?
Another Buddy Hill type, but a big version. No. You know, nobody could just.
I wouldn't.
Vucevic?
But no, I would not do that. I would not give up Kuminga for Vucevic. I just wouldn't. But that doesn't mean I want to build around Kuminga. Like, I do not think he's good enough.
Stein.
Well, sign him, and he's on the team for the next 4 years. Get him at a fair price, and he's a piece. He's not a cornerstone. He's a piece. And if he develops into a cornerstone, well, then great. Then he becomes a cornerstone. But, like, it's not, to me, I think some people look at it as get rid of him or build around him. I'm not building around Kuminga. I don't think he's good enough to build around. But I do want to keep him in my organization.
No, the pick is a miss, though, this Donnie, if you drafted him as high as you did.
And did what?
And this is what you label him as a piece, never could be a cornerstone. I mean, that's not ideal for me when I draft Kuminga where we drafted him, and that's what he's going to end up being.
Well, when I say piece, I mean he's a piece of a championship team. I think he could be a piece. But, no, do I think he can be the best player or the second best player? Not right now. Not right now. But that's why I want to keep Kuminga in the fold.
What about somebody like Derek White? If somehow you could get a guy like that. Oh, my God, Stein.
What do you, like, when you say, oh, my God, I feel like you're dismissing.
A guy that can bring the ball up, play some D, shoot threes, make big shots. Curry gets down, he could be Curry, you know? That's too much. Just a guy that is comfortable in his skin of getting buckets and not getting you beat and just being a jack of all trades, a master of none. Fillmore Mike and the caller before him are right. We got, and Jonathan Sefra, we got too many one-trick ponies, Steiny. And we're losing too many races when Steph is out.
That's right. And when are we going to acknowledge that? Like, in a way. 888-957-9570 is the number. Where are you guys at with the Golden State Warriors right now? How you feeling about where this team is right now? Western Conference Finals going on, Eastern Conference Finals going on. Warriors eliminated in the semifinals. You happy with where they're at right now? Where are they at right now? That segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.